As everyone gets geared up for the holidays, guess what? Starfinder also has their own set of holidays. So today I would like to talk to you a little bit about their timetable, what the calendar looks like, and some holidays that you might want to throw into your games if you want to have that festive flair. So let's jump right into what time looks like in Starfinder and the Pact Worlds. When you're dealing with space and when you're dealing with planets, not everything has the same orbit. Not every planet has the same spin cycle. Some planets have days that last days, at least when you're measuring it by Earth standards. So there needs to be a universally agreed upon method of tracking time. Thankfully, this is one of the first things the Pact Council did as soon as they formed their alliance, or their council. And wouldn't you know it, it follows something that we're all very familiar with, the Earth Standard Calendar, and by kind of a cosmic fluke, it also seems to follow Castravel as well. This is called the Pact Standard Time, or the Pact Standard Unit, as you may hear it referred to. The Pact Standard Unit is measured as follows: 24 hours in a day, 60 minutes in an hour, and 60 seconds in a minute. Absalom Station has also adopted this day and night cycle. And funny enough, the planet Triaxis also follows the same day-night cycle as well as the year, even though it's much farther out in the Pact World system. There's also 365 days in a year and 52 weeks in a year. Because not all planets have this same day-night cycle, they don't all fit into the neat box that is the Pact Standard Time. You will also hear things like local day or local year when referring to a specific planet that is outside of these parameters. The years are also recorded in after gap, or AG, and this basically starts after the gap has ended, and there's also a term referred to as pre-gap, or PG, not to be confused with the movie rating system. This would be for all events that happened before the gap, and then of course there is that missing section of time of 300 years, or so. Now some historians or scholars throughout the Pact Worlds and in other places, they will use a different measurement to mark years or important events that happened in time. These usually are the old school thinkers. They refer to the years as AR, or Absalom Reckoning. This is also used by researchers and scholars who are looking into missing Galorion. In the far distant past, this was used for recording years about 5 millennia ago. It is believed to have been used by a god, Aroden, who is mostly dead or forgotten. The legends show that Aroden was the first to raise the Star Stone and found the original city of Absalom in Galorion. And he was of the Aslanti persuasion. So they love to tell that story, and it also explains why they're so pissed their planet is missing. At least the Aslanti believe it's their planet. As we've covered, the Pact calendar does have the same standard of time that we're used to. Everything's just slightly different. There are 7 days in a week, and there are 12 months in a year. When it comes to naming the days, the Pact Council went a little utilitarian. Maybe they had some Vesk influence on this one. What would be our Monday is referred to as first day. Tuesday would be second day. Wednesday is third day. Thursday is fourth day. Can you guess what Friday is? Fifth day. Sixth day for Saturday, and seventh day for Sunday. Thankfully, the months of the year, well, they're a little bit more creative. January is Abadeus. February is Calistril. March is Farast. April is Gosrin, May is Desnus, June is Serenith, July would be Erastus, August is Aerodus, September, this one got real short, this one is Rova, October, which is the best month, Lamashan, November is Neth, December is Kuthona. Moving into the holidays, these are not my ideas of the holidays, these are ideas that I found put forward from another fan in a Reddit thread. Links to this Reddit thread will also be in the description below. And when it comes to canon holidays from Starfinder, we don't have a ton of information, but I do enjoy the ideas of some of these. Starting in the first month of Abadeus, you will have two holidays. The first would be Remembrance Day. This is a celebration of life, remembering those who were lost when Galorion disappeared. over time, I'm sure this holiday would have expanded or could have expanded to include others who have perished in some of the past wars, maybe. And what better way to celebrate all the dearly departed than on Abadias 15th, the day after remembering them, by Abadar Corps Day. This is a day where everyone gets to drown out the pain of losing loved ones or missing your homeworld with retail therapy. Abadar Corps and all of their subsidiaries, they all put their goods, their wares. Everything must go. It is a fire sale, 50% off, maybe more. Depends on how generous Abadar is feeling that day. Next month, Calistril will have two holidays as well. Calistril 2nd would be the Day of Departure. This would be a special holiday for Kasathans. This is a day that they would celebrate leaving their homeworld. It would be a very big holiday for those who live on the Adari. Shops are closed, festivities are had, much drinking ensues. Calistril 21st would be the Day of Unity, a celebration for Hylax and all of her servants. Hylax is also known as the Forever Queen. Any creature who has the ability or the connection to Hylax and the Hive Mind, they will do so on this day to participate in the celebration and feel everything as one. This is a especially important holiday for the Shirins, the Han, and the Formians. Farrast will also have two holidays in it. Farrast 17th would be the Day of Peace. This one is mostly recognized on Castrovel. This recognizes the peace treaty between the Formians and the Lashunta, and it is a celebration of the end of their war and the ceasing of hostilities. I have talked a little bit about Castrovel, that will be up here. Now, Farrast 29th, this will be a special day for the androids. Known as Freedom Day, this is a celebration of when the androids received their freedom, at least when it comes to the Pact Worlds or most civilized societies. It was a hard-fought battle for their freedom, it was bloody wars, and in some areas of the universe or some areas of space, they still are fighting for their individual freedoms. Gosrin also has two holidays, and arguably one of the biggest ones for both the Pact Worlds and the Vescarium. Gosrin 5th, this would be Victory Day, the day the Pact Worlds and the Vescarium defeated the Swarm. It was a very close battle that could have gone the other way. So it's kind of a big deal to both the Pact Worlds and the Vescarium. Another Kasathan holiday would be Gosrin 30th. This is when the Kasathans celebrate arriving at the Pact Worlds. They just really like an excuse to party. Desnas 5th is also a big day in the Pact Worlds. Known as Pact Day, this is the annual celebration of the signing of the Pact Treaties. And any new planets who are considering joining the Pact Worlds, they are considered annually on this day. Serenith 14th is a big day for the Burning Archipelago. Known as the Dawnflower Celebration, this is a big day for citizens of the Sun. It celebrates not only them finding the City of the Sun, it is also a celebration to the Sun itself. In case you didn't know this, there is a city hidden inside the Sun of the Pact Worlds. Erastus 7th is a big day for the Skittermander. This is known as Friend Day. They celebrate anything to do with friendship. There is lots of hugs, like a lot of hugs. They celebrate friendship, friends, being friendly, and hugs. Did I say hugs? Skittermander have six arms. They like to do hugging. They're very touchy-feely, and some people are not okay with that. Lamashan 25th, the best month and the best day to be born in Starfinder. This is a special day for the Eoxians. Known as Nakakara Vivisent, or Death Day, it celebrates the Eoxians' rise to undeath. Eoxians and Eox itself are very weird. I don't really want to know how they would celebrate this, so I'm not going to try to speculate. But I have covered Eox up here. The Festival of Dreams is a big deal when it comes to Leovara. This happens on Neth 16th to the 22nd, so it is a week-long festival. Many come to seek guidance from the Dreamers. All of the Dreamers gather for this week only on Leovara. Based on the Dreamers' guidance, many folks lose their own personal doubt and they find new purpose in life. Many will make drastic changes to their lives and lifestyles based on the visions and the guidance they receive during this festival. Now, the last one I have for you is Unification Day. happening on Kuthona 25th, this is a day to celebrate the unification of Triune. Their contribution for drift travel, their possible creation of the Universal Polymer Base, allowing all of the Pact Worlds to be connected, issue a new era of trade and commerce, and just beginning a new stage of life. This is a big day for anyone in any part of the universe because of everything that has gone on. Thank you to all of my patrons who have continued to support me throughout all of this. I will have a new poll for a December video coming up shortly. And as we approach our own Kuthona 25th, happy Unification Day, everyone.